One of Cambodia's key opposition politicians is calling on Australia to pressure the Cambodian government to end a campaign of repression. In recent months, Cambodia's government, under the veteran leader Hun Sen, has thrown opposition leader Khem Sokhar in jail on treason charges and led a crackdown on the media. Cambodia's troubles, along with Myanmar's Rohingya exodus and the draconian behaviour of the Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte, are among the issues that will cast a shadow over the ASEAN meeting underway in Manila this week. The vice president of Cambodia's opposition party, the National Rescue Party, is Mu Sokhawa. She recently fled the country fearing that she too will be arrested. We spoke first about current conditions in her country.
Right now, if you are wanted by the government, you have no freedom of expression, no freedom of mobility even, and many, many people are targeted by the government because the government sees critics everywhere. The government cannot stand any criticism and even think that there is a color revolution among youth, among workers, among farmers, among civil societies. And that is exactly what Mr. Hun Sen and his high-ranking officials are using to stop any form of freedom of liberties of our people.
We have seen killings go unanswered. We have seen the closure of media, both domestic and international. You were able to leave the country. How was that possible?
I left the country under duress. I have no idea. I had no wish at all to leave my country. In the 15 years in office as a parliamentarian, I have always wanted to be close to my people. And I had to leave within 24 hours. I took my chances and left. In a way, they want me to leave because then I won't create too much more problems.
In what way was it impossible for you to continue doing your work?
I was followed everywhere. The day prior to my departure, the Prime Minister himself says that the top level of the opposition will be trialed for treason, like the opposition leader.
Elections are still scheduled for July 2018. The fact of elections is still a sign of hope for Cambodian democracy, is it not?
Yes, but democracy, the way we want it, which is starting with free and fair elections so that we can have change. Otherwise, we will continue to have fake democracy, and the international community, and including Australia, will continue to support and prolong Mr. Hun Sen's power. And this has been happening for the past two decades.
You mentioned Australia. Australia was key to the international effort to reconstruct the political life of Cambodia after the Khmer Rouge. And Australia has also continued to support Cambodia through assistance, aid. In what ways is all of that contributing to the downfall of democracy, as you say?
We are grateful to the signatories of the Paris Peace Accord, and Australia played a lead role. We are grateful to your former foreign minister, Mr. Garrett Evans, for his superb leadership. But at the same time, Australia did not help in pushing for the performance, for quality of aid, and the MOU that was signed for the refugee settlement in Cambodia in 2014 has given Australia space for stronger relationship with the government, but has decreased Australia's capability to demand quality of aid.
What is the problem with Australia's current aid as it is delivered? In what ways is it compromising Cambodia's future?
At this moment, even before this, when corruption is so rampant the rule of law is lacking, Australia, like other donors, know exactly what was going on. And instead of using very strong actions, strong measures, starting from sanctions, starting from demanding clear performance and the annual dialogue with the head of the government, donor countries, including especially Australia, continue to look at geopolitics, look at their own interests, look at trade, rather than looking at the quality of aid, which is democracy. But Mr. Hun Sen, after that, began his purge, I have to say, his purge of his critiques. Australia continued to deliver more aid, and especially in 2014, the MOU, which cost Australia $55 million. Where have the $55 million gone to? How has it helped the people of Cambodia, especially democracy?
Australia likes to pride itself on being an upholder of international principles, democratic norms. What would you say to the Australian government now in light of that situation you've just described?
Australia should take the lead in the region with the ASEAN nations as well to put together a package for Mr. Hun Sen to consider free and fair elections or sanctions. We are really, really eager to see Australia be a strong government to play as a model to the other governments in terms of pushing Mr. Hun Sen to consider the real track for democracy, which is the release of Mr. Kamsokha right away, immediately, and prepare for elections right now, because we don't have any more time to lose.
Mu Sokhawa is the vice president of Cambodia's opposition party, the National Rescue Party, now in self-imposed exile.